Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, John Kanz, Catholic ministry professional in the Diocese of Sioux Falls, shares what God has been doing in his life.
Hi, everyone. Happy Advent. It is an honor. It's a joy. It's a privilege to be with you today and just to share the goodness of the Lord. It's been a hectic couple of weeks for us. I ended up getting diagnosed with COVID and I felt fine and all that stuff, but I had to quarantine, which meant I had to stay home with my kids. In the process, they both got the sniffles and stuff. So trying to balance getting them retested and doing their quarantine, trying to keep up with things at work, even though I wasn't able to go into work. And then on top of that, just desiring, like my wife's a really good gift giver. So there's a certain amount of pressure that I put on myself to try as be as good of a gift giver as she is. And so, of course, it was just that rush of the holidays, that just the good pressure that comes with this time of year and trying to be with family, but also then just balancing what our world asks of us, what our country asks of us in terms of being responsible with the health of our kids and getting tested and all that stuff. It's been kind of a wild couple of weeks. And I'm not one who does really well when I'm cooped up in the house for too long. And so I get a lot of cabin fever and stuff. And what I have found to be particularly fruitful for myself as of late is going back to really the traditional prayers of the church. In particular, one prayer that's been really fruitful for me is the Anima Christi, but also going into the Psalms, because what I found is that these tend to be very, they're poetic, right? These are words that are penned by a very romantic heart, which speaks to my heart as well. I'm kind of a closet romantic, and then at the end of the day, I mean, these are really words that are written by people who are just very truly in love with the Lord and with all the kind of the crazy hectic nature of this season, of this time of year, balanced then against that sharp contrast of sitting and waiting for the Lord. I need that reminder to pull myself out of just my headspace and the things I want to get done, particularly as I'm not able to do them in the timeline that I originally imagined. I just need to be pulled out of that, out of my brain and back into my heart a little bit. And I find that these words are just very good for me to instill that peace, that hope, joy, the love of this season of Advent, to be able to enter into that more deeply, more meaningfully. And I need to lean on some of those other prayers of people who are truly in love with the Lord, to remind myself of my first and real love, the one person that my heart truly longs for, which is Jesus Christ. And so I just want to share one Psalm. It's Psalm 63, verses 1-4. And they're just, again, those romantic words of just love for the Lord, just a sheer, pure desire and longing for God in my own life. And I need to, if you're like me, maybe you just need that reminder, just that moment of calm and peace to be able to enter into and abide in the presence of God as he dwells in our own hearts. And he seeks to call us to ever greater awareness of how he is already with us. So I want to share this psalm with you. I'm going to read it twice because these are just, again, beautiful, beautiful words of a heart longing for God. And so let's read this twice. Let's really allow ourselves to just be washed in the word of God. Let's begin in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And again, this is Psalm 63, verses 1-4. This is a psalm of David when he was in the wilderness of Judea. O God, you are my God. I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh faints for you as in a dry, weary land where no water is. So I have looked upon you in the sanctuary, beholding your power and glory. Because your merciful love is better than life, my lips will praise you. So I will bless you as long as I live. I I will lift up my hands and call on your name. Now we'll read it one more time. We just enter into these words. We seek to make this prayer our prayer, truly opening our hearts, living in this longing for God that we experience here on this earth, and especially longing for this renewal of joy and hope, love and peace that comes with celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ, God become man. Oh God, you are my God. I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh faints for you as in a dry and weary land where no water is. So I have looked upon you in the sanctuary, beholding your power and glory. Because your merciful love is better than life, my lips will praise you. So I will bless you as long as I live. I will lift up my hands and call on your name. Father, I lift up all my friends listening today. For those in most need of our prayers, we all join together. We offer all the desires of their hearts, the needs that they have that sometimes go unfulfilled. We offer these all up to you, Lord, to enter into the mystery of your life, death, and resurrection. And we join our hearts with Mary as we journey towards your nativity. As we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.